Below them in the seeping light was the village, the peaceful village, Jake thought. But it looked more than peaceful. It looked downright dead. Then he saw two figures, little more than specks from here, strolling toward each other. Hume guards, patrolling the outer run of the fence, he presumed. They joined together into a single speck, long enough for Jake to imagine a bit of their palaver, and then the speck divided again. No pimples, but my hip hurts like a son of a bitch. Feels like someone opened it in the night and poured it full of broken glass, hot glass. But this is far worse. He touched the right side of his head. It feels cracked.
You really think it's Stephen King's injuries you're feeling?
Instead of making a verbal reply, Roland laid the forefinger of his left hand across a circle made by the thumb and pinky of his right. That gesture which meant, I tell you the truth.
That's a bummer, Jake said. For him as well as you.
Maybe. Maybe not. Because, thank you, Jake, thank you well, only living things feel pain. What I'm feeling suggests that King won't be killed instantly. And that means he might be easier to save. Jake thought it might only mean King was going to lie beside the road in semi-conscious agony for a while before expiring, but didn't like to say so. Let Roland believe what he liked. But there was something else, something that concerned Jake a lot more and made him uneasy.
Roland, may I speak to you, Dan Dean?
The gunslinger nodded. If you would. A slight pause, a flick at the left corner of the mouth that wasn't quite a smile. If thee would. Jake gathered his courage.
Why are you so angry now? What are you angry at? Or whom?